Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Welcome to our show today, my brothers and sisters, and especially those of you that are tuning in live as we pre-record the show, and those yet to listen. Very, very much welcome. So we just want to remind you that we have a wonderful video, very, very high quality video production of 100 minutes up for you on the BBS online education site. And it's been receiving tremendous acclamation from our listeners. I hope I have the right word there. Those that have watched it said it's wonderful. And I'm very pleased to hear that because we worked very hard on it. It's one of our newest babies, and it is on it is called The Thought That Fractured the Infinite. Now, there's also an e-book with that name out because they deal with the same material. But a more in-depth look is on the actual tutorial, how the angels inadvertently were promoting illusion. Within their purity and innocence, they didn't realize what they were doing. And then we have another deep insight into how darkness and its purpose, how it evolved, how it happened in the first place, and how individuated life came to be is the theme that runs through both of these. So we hope that you will enjoy that. Another product that we have that is attracting a great deal of gratitude from our students, they say that it's a wonderful thing to have, is The Way of the Toltec Nagual audiobook. Our sound producer, Paul Downs, has put beautiful music behind it. He has mastered it exquisitely, and it's about an hour long, and it's the audiobook of that you can also order as an e-book and now available as an actual book itself, The Way of the Toltec Nagual. So let me just see if there are any other announcements that I need to make. Can't think of any, so let's go to your questions. Does the left brain ascension method, this is from Kostas from Greece, remain intact or equally important as the right brain method, which is love, praise, and gratitude? He says, I'm saying this because the big structural changes the infinite is manifesting seem to be changing what we took for granted as part of the left brain method of ascension, and also seems to be heading towards the heart anyway. Kostas, very glad to hear from you, my friend. It's not that the one method is less valid than the other. See, the method of, let's call it gaining clarity, can we? Because where the flaw lies is not in the methods, it's actually, believe it or not, in what we think of as ascension. Now, is there ascension? Absolutely. But it depends what we mean by it. And part of it is what I have to solve today, so I can only speak very peripherally, but you will find it on our blog diary, as you usually can. You see, the left brain method is to see behind the appearances. We spoke in last week's show of recapitulation and how you ask, what is the lesson? You know, why am I having this knee-jerk reaction? What are the insights? What role am I playing? Etc. However, to see behind the appearances, to see through the illusion is enormously valuable because it removes layers of belief systems, and they are dissolving, but they don't just all lift in one blob and they're gone. I wish that they did, but they don't. They come bit by bit because they have lessons to teach us before they go, things we need to see. And so if it is the removal of that which obscures clarity, the left brain method and the right brain method are equally valuable. As you love beings, as you love life, as you embrace kingdoms within your love, the earth within your love, you start to see them through this unconditional embracing. You start to see behind the appearances, to the flawed perceptions that might be within your fellow brother or sister. You then go behind that. You see that the flawed perceptions came from upbringing. You go behind that, and you see that underlying it all, there's perfection. But you also see the whole picture, and that is that to allow the unacceptable in your life is not godly. It is simply dysfunctional, and it doesn't do anyone any favors. Therefore, your brother or your sister that is in front of you must be told, no, this is not acceptable. Even though with great love and compassion, you can see how all this came to be, why they are playing the role they're playing, why you are playing the role that you're playing, because in saying no, you can help them take a second look at this and get off the treadmill. They may not take that opportunity. It might take six more times with six other people down the road, but eventually you can assist them by being one of those six. So my brothers and sisters, love, praise, and gratitude yields perception. Perception yields love, praise, and gratitude. And those are the ascension attitudes. Where the flaw lies, Costas, and this is something that I have to puzzle out today, because I believe that it is not the whole thing, but it is part of the main flaw that initially started the fracturing of the infinite. There is one root flawed perception, one root illusion that has given rise to the others. And we can keep uprooting all the others. You know, I think it's the banyan tree in Hawaii, where the tree's branches will go down to the ground, then they'll grow roots, and they'll just make another tree. And the tree just keeps going on and on and on and on. Well, we've been dealing with these side branches that have taken root as though they are the first cause. It's the main tree that needs to be uncovered. What is the main illusion that made that first fracture in the infinite? And, you know, there's much you can learn about that fracturing from the last week's show that adds to the information on our book, The Thought That Fractured the Infinite. So next issue on ascension. Ascension implies that there is a becoming necessary to reach a specific spot. When you reach that spot, it's like trying to catch a rainbow or trying to catch the horizon. You can mark that horizon with a tall tower. When you reach that tower, you have not gotten to the horizon because there's yet another receding horizon. Ascension implies either that you can reach the horizon or that you need to keep trying to reach the horizon. We've got a wonderful audio book out. It's also an e-book, and it's also a hardcover book called The Way of the Toltec Nagual. It is designed to be carried with you wherever you go, because it's one of those books that you can just flip to a page, get a piece of wisdom that you just can chew on kind of for the rest of your day. This book states that previously the Toltec's highest precepts was that you can never hope to solve this mystery, but but it's your duty to try. So it left you like the donkey following the carrot on the stick, forever chasing the carrot. It left you forever seeking yourself behind the next horizon. That is the implication of the way we have understood ascension. There's a different way to understand ascension, and I'm so glad for your question, Costas, because this is enormously helpful for me to be able to bring this out, and it helps me as well, because I watch what my mouth says, and it's my clues for finding what's at the end of this thread I'm following, of finding this root illusion. Ascension is either a linear progression, which it is not. It's been a misperception. Or we are already absolutely perfect, all things. But we need to clear the sub-creation out of the way. On last week's show, we discussed the fact that the infinite split, one half of the infinite formed a body for itself, which I have been saying is here on Earth. The other half of the infinite formed a body, which is the cosmos. Both of these bodies have had to be dissolved. They're sub-creations. They are not that which has had no beginning. The cosmos has been encased in physicality. This is being dissolved. Yes, we will still be able to embrace our child and all of this, but each being is part of the intricacy of the infinite's being, and all is to merge back into oneness. The sub-creation of the cosmos was this little crust at the top of the real thing. And underneath it, all is in perfection. What ascension really means at this point, which both the right and left brain method is helping with, is the dissolving of any remnants of the crust of thinking that anything can exist that is out of timing, out of order, unwhole, or unreal. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at a question from Angela from Ireland. And she's a very, very profound oracle, in fact, just truly world-class oracle from the Sacred Order of the White Rose, the Immortal Masters that I work with in Ireland. And if you want to meet them, you come to my classes. When we have a class, we are all together in the class. So there are always three every year in Ireland, and they're very wonderful, hospitable masters, and they are, you know, we've just had one of them actually in the Sedona workshop and in the Newport workshop. The Master Gabby came over from Ireland, and what a wonderful being he was to have with us. So my brothers and sisters, Angela is from that group, also an Ascended Master and an Oracle, which is a specific role that the Master plays. And she said that, you know, she's just had huge openings of her being able to see everything before it happens and so on, and just amazing seeing abilities. And she says, how does one ground them? What does one do with these amazing gifts without scaring people away? And she says she can cross the Great Divide easily now. Are there other beings doing this too? Angela, you are right up there in the classes that I have. Some are doing it occasionally. You are doing it all the time. Others are more able to turn it on and off, but there are a handful of the oracles that are living it like you are. And, you know, I know that you know that Aoife is one of them, because she has to go back and forth and draw the glyphs on the tablets for me, because I can't keep up by doing everything myself. We have got our beloved sister Alana doing the same. She's also drawing them. We have got our sister Karen doing the same. And others are doing it, but not many, many hours a day. They are doing it many, many hours a day on top of keeping up their jobs. And so how do they ground it? When you reach a new plateau, when you've just burst through from a level of capacity and you go to a next level, it's always difficult. I mean, we have, you can discuss it on the forum very specifically with Aoife and Karen. They would be very good. Alana keeps hers in boxes, if you will. She accesses it and not. But Aoife is over the entire North Toronto aqueduct system, the water pipes of the engineering of North Toronto. She's has to approve the work of many, many of the engineers that work with it. She's the head engineer for all of it. This is her daily responsibility. She runs a home with the aging mother and father, with her own set of problems, with two children, with a husband who is also a computer engineer. This is her life. And then on top of that, she spends 6 to 7 hours a day going back and forth many, many different places that you are accessing as well, Angela. My recommendation is, my sister, that you channel it into something that can be of use, that it can be, everything is of use that you're accessing, because one accesses it, it makes it easier for everyone. But if you can put it into something that we're all working on together. For example, we've just translated 4 scrolls. My class did it in Sedona. The scrolls were found in a specific library. So here we have translated the 4 scrolls. My class has put it down. Each group that translated one of these scrolls, you know, I've got like 12 pieces of paper they all wrote their translations and impressions from, because they're not translating quite the way I do, which is line by line. They're getting impressions. But now I have to paste it all together. I am so far behind on it. And guess what? We just got from the Isis libraries 4 brand new scrolls. The Order of the White Rose is, they're the custodians of the Isis libraries. If you could sit down and translate those scrolls, it would save me a huge amount of time. Now, in all likelihood, Angela, this is not going to happen. Because what oracles are good at is bringing in the information. But there, if you start visiting, if you coordinate with the other three oracles' names that I have mentioned to you, and you start visiting the same places, and this applies to any of our other listeners, coordinate with them. See where we're gathering information. For instance, right now, Alana is still drawing for me freestanding tablets in China. We have in the Isis library is where Ifa is drawing from. The Rosicrucian information is what is being given by the angels directly, and some of it is in the Chinese library, to Karen. We would love you to help work with us. Then I will put the work together. You don't have to translate it if you just want to bring it in. I will put it together, and it goes into the books, and the whole of the planet profits by it. As you, may have heard in my last show, I am not profiting from my books currently. I wish I were, but we'll get there. Currently, I'm paying people to read it. And much of this goes on websites for free, but everybody's benefiting from it. And ultimately, you cannot benefit part and not benefit yourself. So if you help us do that, it channels it. Then you have a specific set of plates you're doing, and you'll possibly be drawing them. And then I will translate them, because that's the role of a seer, is to translate. Oracles just bring it in. So I recommend that you channel it into something that can be used for everybody. Let me give you an example. In one of your other queries, I'm trying to find where it is here. Here we go. She says, lately it shows space and time evolved in the pyramid. And the Sphinx has been a microbiological library. It says Ark in there. Is there life outside the pyramids? Is space-time, and is this where the real Gaia lives? You see, my sister, I know that you're seeing incredibly profound mysteries, but you're seeing everything as if it's happening right now. And some of it is overlaid material, and some of it is symbolical, and some of it is actually there. So yes, the Sphinx has been used as a microbiological library, but it's all that is within it has been completely made pristine. So right now, what is in the Sphinx is the cat people. And the cat people are inside the Sphinx, and you'll find their libraries there with all their scrolls of frequency. Why don't you go in there? Transcribe some of those scrolls. They'll give it to you. They'll speak to you. They'll tell you what it's about. Either they will give you the meaning and you write it down and send it to me, or I will find the meaning by translating it. So that would be, for example, something that you could do. But it has been a microbiological library, but you're seeing, the way of seeing is you're seeing the past and the future and this moment all as one, because you're tending to see the whole fluid eternal moment. The focusing is the way to help ground such gifts. Then you say, you know, you're seeing that space and time evolved in the pyramid. That is a statement that applies again to part of the dream. And that pyramid that you saw had a projector in it. The projector was projecting reality. Now you're bringing it to my attention. How were the bodies of the infinite and the body of the other part of the infinite after the split happened, which is the cosmos, how were they formed? From a projector. The projector was inside a pyramid inside the infinite. The projector was inside the pyramid creating that layer of life. Let me try and make this a little clearer. We have spoken, and please, for those of you that are just joining us, listen to last week's show. We said that the one being, that something fractured it, it split in two. Each of those two parts made itself an embodiment so it could study what had happened. The infinite that we know of as the creator made an embodiment here on Earth. The other part of the infinite made a cosmos. The relationship between those two was misinterpreted as memory was lost. As, oh, the infinite that we know is the creator made the cosmos. No, the infinite is both the cosmos and that which we know as the creator. But the bodies that were made were the unreal parts. How the bodies were made is from the pyramid on Earth. The cosmos was formed like a projector in the cosmos. Within the infinite, it formed its body by a pyramid within itself. So life has been formed from pyramids, but that is the life that has been dissolved in the last few days. There's much of this written on my blog, so please go to my diary. And you will find there, it's all for free. So you will find there many of the translation of the Malachi tablets that explains this. But you're absolutely right. The little crust, the unreal crust, that is the embodiment on both sides of the great divide, was made by a projector in a pyramid. So, now, if you want to bring these questions, I can help put it into perspective for you, and of course it goes to the forum, and then I put it on my radio shows, and so on, my sister, or you can help with the incredible gifts you have to bring in that which you see and have beings explain to you what it is, and we can put it out there for people anywhere you want to. But to draw to a focus will help you, in fact, ground your abilities. Speak to Aoife about it on the forum. Okay, my darling. So, my brothers and sisters, Niels is asking me about a set of sigils that he has received. And I absolutely, Niels is an ascended master from the Netherlands. I absolutely trust that if you feel power in those sigils, that it's there, Niels. But I have not one time seen the sigils. So you need to get it to Hong An so I can look at it and be really specific as to where you found them, who originated them, and then I will give you the answer to that. But I trust you that if you feel that they're potent, that there's something there we need to uncover. So please send that to me and we'll go from there. Christina from Toronto has got our next question, but let's take a break, and when we come back, we will answer her.
Almin continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almin is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almin, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. This is the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almin's journey. She tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elva Espada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almin's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. We're very glad you're with us today. And for those of you that are interested in discussing some of these teachings with some of the other masters worldwide, please visit our forum at schoolofarcana.org. Now, Christy from Ohio has got a question, and she asks, relationships are alchemical equations. Are they not like this? Man plus this woman equals something, or this boy plus this boy equals something, or some relationships providing an alchemical reaction. Even breaking it down further, like this person's love and this person's passion equals something. And certain beings and certain other beings coming together on an alchemical level. Her question's not real clear, but she is forgiven. She sent me pink roses yesterday. That I had such a busy day yesterday. I just didn't have a moment for myself, and this beautiful bouquet of pink roses came and it's sitting on my piano, and every time I walk past, I can smell it. So just beautiful fragrance in that area. Thank you so much, Christy. And so you're forgiven for not making a question real succinct here, but I can figure it out. Christy, I can feel that there are secrets about alchemy that we have not even begun to touch. And for those of you that are new to this information, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, we have five forms of alchemy. Four have been accessed. The fifth, we've just received bits and pieces of. It's not really there yet. Physical alchemy. We have got alchemy based on light. Now, the physical alchemy you will find on www.wheelsofthegoddess.com. A great deal of information on it, all for you, for free. Then, we have got the alchemy of light, the alchemical potencies of light. And that is to be found on our ebook, which is The Thought That Fractured the Infinite. You can find the alchemical potencies of light. There's also a little bit of it into the next book that we will have out to you, I'd say in about 2-3 weeks. And it's The Gift of the Angels. But in The Gift of the Angels, primarily what you're starting to find, although there is a bit of overlap, you have a bit of the potencies of light, is the third form of alchemy, which is the alchemy of frequency. Then the fourth part, and they keep growing more and more potent. For example, physical alchemy, if you add one thing together with one other thing, depending on what those things are, you can end up leveraging it with an answer, 1 + 1 could equal up to 96. Then, if you work with the alchemical potencies of light, 1 + 1 could equal up to 144. When you work with the alchemical potencies of frequency, you are dealing with 1 + 1 equals up to 214. Then you come, and these numbers are very, you know, very, very important, because they are part of the sequence of existence that we have entered into. It's not a mathematical sequence, it's an alchemical sequence. And you can find information on it by querying the masters on the forum, but also Hong An has done us a huge favor. She has put a search searching ability, capacity on our diary. So let's say you want to plug in the new mathematical sequence. It will take you to where that's written directly, even though, you know, it might be a month or two ago. So you have that searching capacity now on our diary, which is hugely beneficial to people trying to find specific topics. When you deal with alchemy number four, which is the alchemy of crystals, 1 plus 1 could equal up to 514. Then you get beyond that to gemstones. This works with crystals. But beyond that, you get to the gemstones. We have not received that yet. But a crystal is both physical, plus it's a capacitor for light. It's like a little jug of light you can pour out. And it also is a capacitor for frequency. So crystal combines all three, alchemies 1, 2, and 3, and it's alchemy number 4. The alchemy of the gemstones, we've started to receive some of its info and bits and pieces, but it needs to be put together. So the alchemical equations of life. This morning, white magic was changed to being alchemically based. Currently, all of life is alchemically based. That is why we're on an alchemical sequence. Previously, white magic, for instance, as that used by angels or that used by fairies, for instance, to make a flower grow, or a little diva that is in charge of making a whole hedge grow or a whole garden, they use white magic. It's predictable. 1 plus 1 is 2, but it's a very beautiful 2. It's the true 2 without the illusion over the top. That's white magic. We've passed beyond it. This morning, into the laws of existence, and laws is the wrong word, but into existence, all white magic incantations that we've been given. And if you go to schoolofarcana.org, we have there our references. It is the hub. It's just been created. I know we're on a pre-record, so it may not quite be up today, but it certainly will be by the time this show airs. And it's up within a day or two, if it isn't already, because I know that yesterday they finished it up, and I wrote the front page for it last night. So that the schoolofarcana.org is your way to navigate yourself through these deeply esoteric bodies of information that's being brought to Earth right now by myself and my students. So if you know, it tells you where to go if you want to study this, if you want to study that. It tells you where all white magical spells can be found. For instance, let's say you want abundance. Let's say you want to bring wholeness to the life of another. It will show you exactly where to go based on the theme that you're looking for. It's in here or it's in there. Abundance. You know, I know that there was a spell for abundance in the White Horse Libraries in Southern Africa. There's also White Horse Libraries in England, hence the white horses on some of the hills. But the fairies have also given one for abundance. I believe the mer people have also given one for abundance. You may want to do them all. One may feel better than another. So if you can please, go and take a look at the references there. It will direct you where you want to go. It tells you where all the self-help techniques are to be found. It, for instance, I have a sore right knee. What do you do about it? We have had the most incredible results with our information that has come through for joints. I have got testimonials in my office. My shoulder healed, my knee healed, my legs are no longer aching from the information that's been given on how to do the joints. You can do your own joints. You don't need to go and pay a healer many hundreds of dollars to do your joints. Or, you know, if you're new to this and you would prefer that somebody that's been doing it will do it, that's fine. So my brothers and sisters, all of this is there. But even the white magic's been changed to alchemy. Let's say Joe falls in love with Sue. Or Joe falls in love with Bill. Or Sue falls in love. Whatever the combination, I don't care. But it goes like this. I have a specific frequency. And I have a specific light. The body is DNA, is crystalline. In my DNA, there is a song that's being sung that vibrates as a crystalline alchemy of light. Because remember, the crystalline alchemy has got the physical crystal, it has got the light and the frequency all in one package, if you will. That's what a human being is. And so you have a specific signature. Let's call it enthusiastic exploration of the journey of life. Let's say that that is yours. Because, Nancy, that's a good one for you. And I so appreciate, my darling, how fascinated you are by the exploration of these beautiful, beautiful insights. So let's say that's your signature. You meet your husband. Actually, it says Christy. My Christy is the one that sent this question in. But Christy, I met your husband. His signature, I would say, would be that he wishes to explore, but he wants to stay within the boundaries of the known. So let's say that his signature, a very beautiful signature, is that which anchors the known. You can see that the two of you will feel comfortable together because you will create the wings to fly in exploration, anchored by the roots of being at home with the known. See, the combination is very secure. You bring him the flight, he brings you the roots. You bring him the wings, he brings you the roots. And together, there's a feeling of, ah, this is home. Oh, he's my anchor. I can fly higher. Well, she'll do the flying. Oh, this brings light into my life that else, if it's only anchored, would become stagnant. So there is a beneficial equation, which is your marriage. So yes, you're absolutely right. All of life currently is alchemical. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Al Mean experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego. In 2000, in the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of the linear thinking during this transition, much of this book has been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master and in addition continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Almin's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the Heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the Heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
We are in our last sort of 10 minutes of our show, and I have just enough time to answer Barbara Rotzel's question. And that makes it that I got through all your questions in our 2 hours of pre-record this morning, which I'm rather proud of. So there's more tomorrow, another 2 hours. Watch on Twitter. It should be around the same time. And at that point, we can, if you want to send in questions overnight, Hong An will make sure that I have them. So Barbara Rotzel is asking about the Way of the Toltec Nahual websites. And she says the first 12 jewels for the human kingdom add up to the reclamation of eternal life more abundant. And she's saying, are there any other equations? For instance, can the jewels be used in sets of 12, or are they meant to be used all together? No, they can be used in sets of 12, depending on what it is that you're working with. Are they used differently for the plant and animal kingdom than for the human kingdom? No, they're not. They are used. Now, if you're going to be working with something where there are humans and animals and plants, you may use all three sets. Otherwise, and incidentally, the human is always on top. Anything you use that has to do with plants, animals, and humans, the human's jewels would be the ones that are placed, everything is placed on top. However, that's for the humans. However, the equations have changed. Now, will the equations that are on our websites work even if they've changed? Yes. This is the glory of the work that we've been doing. The healing modalities all over the earth have completely been uprooted because of changing principles. In the healing of duality, excuse me, I've been talking nonstop for 2 hours. I need a little bit of water here or something. It has been said there are no opposites. Excuse me, just a quick drink of water. That there are no opposites. If there are no opposites in Belvas Patah, the healing modality is based on opposite light, opposite frequency attracting. And remember, a huge change happened in August, and you can read about it in my book, The Ring of Truth. I say my book with some emphasis because there are a few books by that name. But it explains to you that previously opposite matter used to attract an opposite energy. Hence, light workers attracted a lot of turkeys into their lives. But now, opposite light and frequency attract. Even now, that's not actually accurate. Excuse me. But what is accurate is that because Belvas Patah, such as this information on the Toltec website, such as the information of the angels, or whatever it is that I have put on my websites, my brothers and sisters, they are gifts from the infinite. As life changes, they do too. There are new equations that have come, and that is not yet disclosed because it's so brand new. Well, I can't do a break. So you just have to put up with the fact that my voice is a little bit dry here. Just one second, please. Fortunately, our beloved station master, Don, will erase little bits like that from these pre-records, but the reclamation of eternal life more abundant was the sum, it added up to that, of the first 12 jewels for the human kingdom. In yesterday's material, it should be up on today's blog. I sent it, I think, around midnight last night. So it's possibly going to be up on either Jan's blog or on Simon's section. I don't know how far behind he is or not. But that life more abundant, that the eternal life more abundant is in fact an illusion. Will this still work as an alchemical equation? Yes. The infinite changes the reality of those equations. Even if you read out something that's obsolete, because it's a gift from the infinite, it will change, automatically conforming as the cosmos itself changes. That is the beauty of Belvaspata. Belvaspata was given free to me. I have given it freely to you. We have just established, and I think it's going up today actually, a Belvaspata site. We are creating products for you to help you with this healing modality. But it will keep evolving, moment by moment if needs be, as life does. The equation is in fact infinite purity revealed. And that takes the place of the equation, the reclamation of eternal life more abundant. But if anybody else tuned in to www.wayofthetoltecnagual.com, they will have the reclamation of eternal life more abundant to read as they do those sacred techniques. It will still work because its true core is infinite purity revealed. So you're asking if there are equations for the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom as well. And let me just see. I believe that is what you're asking. My sister, I have not been given that, and I can feel that it's not something that I'm supposed to take a look at today. Something will change, even if I give you information right now. By tomorrow, it's going to be different. And by the time this airs, it will certainly be obsolete. So I will get that information and see if either we can answer it tomorrow, or I will give it to Hong An to give you on the forum. And that's the way we will work with it. I'd like to close our show today by asking the infinite what is happening because of the huge changes that are taking place in the cosmos. That which my sister Angela in Ireland calls the Big Divide is being healed. Cosmic life is entering into the fullness of the infinite being. It has already been in the infinite being. But it is entering into its fullness. Many layers of illusion will be shed today. Many of the masters have been saying life has been feeling very wobbly. Everything is destructuring. Somebody wrote to me about the vultures that they saw. I think it was my sister Karen Fogarelli, and she's possibly not listening to this. She's possibly with her little children that she teaches in Montessori preschool. But the vultures represent destructuring, and she said she saw a flock of just many, many vultures, and she's usually only seen them in two and threes in her area. It's the destructuring of the old sub-creations, the bodies of the infinite, as I've explained on this show and last week's show. Let us ask the infinite what it is that needs that where we are. Ishviaska yehna, ichkayesh mispakanashva, kikya uno ushkirech. The root cause of the split needs to be found until that split is properly healed. Although all has been put in place for this healing to occur, this is the day to understand the true root of what fractured the infinite. Thank you very, very much for joining us today. And tomorrow we'll be doing another 2 hours of pre-record, and we'll speak to you then. Much love, and watch for us on Twitter because we tell you when we're doing records. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almeen. Please join us again next week. Thank you.